I'm deeply appreciative of your very powerful message this evening. I'd like to know, was your father ever troubled by the kinds of questions that troubled you? And what role did he play in your spiritual journey and your ultimate goal or objective being orthodoxy?
Good question. Yes, he was very troubled. The last book he wrote before he died had a very revealing self-explanatory title, and that was The Great Evangelical Disaster. That was his last book. Yeah, that's in print, The Great Evangelical Disaster. And he spent the last 5 years of his life essentially exactly where I was at that point. And if someone asked him what he was, he would say, basically, I'm a Christian. And they said, evangelical, fundamentalist? No, I'm not an evangelical. Evangelicalism has gone down the river and is basically crocked. And that was really what he said. And he said it publicly, and he said it in that book. He thought it was compromised and essentially hopeless. So where my father and I parted company, because he died, not ideologically, was at that point where I started doing serious reading about alternatives. He came up to the point where he knew what he wasn't. He knew he was a Christian. He certainly did not consider himself an evangelical. And a very revealing thing, actually, a personal anecdote, if I may share it with you, of something that happened a couple months before he died, and that was he was in St. Mary's Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Paul, south Minneapolis, St. Paul in Rochester at the Mayo Clinic, dying of lymphoma, of cancer. And about 2 months before he died, he got up out of his bed in St. Mary's and crossed the street and picketed in front of the Protestant Methodist Hospital. St. Mary's is a Catholic hospital because they were doing abortions. And St. Mary's wasn't. And he said to me after that demonstration, he said, you know, when I was a go-get-em evangelical fundamentalist back in the 50s and 60s and thought we had some answers before the whole thing just dissolved, he said, I would have asked the nurse, who was a nun, to take down this big crucifix in my room, because as a Protestant, I didn't believe in these things. He said, now I'm very glad it's there. Because he said, I now understand that somehow this hospital stands for something, and the one I look out my windows across the road at stands for nothing. And that's why I'm going over there and picket it. Because essentially, they're murdering babies in a hospital that's a Methodist Protestant hospital with evangelical foundations. And what's very interesting to me is how my father and Billy Graham at that point parted company. Because Billy Graham would always go to the Methodist hospital because it was Protestant, whether they're killing babies next door or not. My father, by the end of his life, had it with the Protestant ethos and had it with this pluralistic relativism that comes in the wake of Protestantism. Because you must understand, as soon as you allow for 25,000 denominations all supposedly going to God, that is secular pluralism. You've now said there is no such thing as truth. We all just have our own interpretation. Great American way. So my dad got that far. He got to the point where he was glad he was in a Roman Catholic hospital, happy there was a crucifix opposite his bed, picketing the Methodist hospital across the road, whose doors he would not darken, okay, for treatment, and very much of the mind that somehow Protestantism had lost the way and certainly was not anywhere near the historic church. And that's as far as he got, and then he passed away. So in that sense, he had a lot to do with my spiritual journey, because at that point we were tracking together, very, very much so. And since that time, I have felt no separation from him, in the sense that I don't feel that I then went down some other weird path, because he and I were very much moving along that direction. Now, whether he would have become an Orthodox Christian, I don't know. I can't say. He was a man of integrity, and he certainly would have if he believed it was true. He would have done it in a hot minute. He could care less about acceptability or anything else. So I would say, yes, very much we traveled together on that road. And beyond that, in terms of something much more basic, you know, from the time I was this eye, my father taught me to think, and he taught me to name the name of Christ. And those are two things which are permanent and don't change when you become Orthodox.